Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Binigyang parangal ng National NAIDOC Week Awards ang mga katutubong trailblazers na gumawa ng mga malaking kontribusyon sa kani-kanilang komunidad. Ginanap sa Adelaide ang isa sa pinakamalaking kaganapan sa kalendaryo ng Aboriginal at Torres Strait Islander people. Narito ang buong detalye ng kaganapan sa ulat ni Kira Hain na isinalin sa Wikang Filipino. Kinilala ang mga kontribusyon ng 10 Aboriginal at Torres Strait Islanders sa 2024 NAIDOC Awards. 1 Hulyo kada taon ginugunita ang parangal upang kilalanin ang kontribusyon ng First Nations people sa kanilang komunidad at ipagdiwang ang excellence ng mga katutubo. Mismo ang Minister for Indigenous Australians Linda Burney ang nag-congratulate sa mga nanalo na napili mula sa 28 mga finalists. Hinighlight din ng ministro ang tema ngayong taon na Black, Loud and Proud bilang napakahalaga.
And as the theme for NAIDOC says, keep the fire burning. It is the best theme that could possibly happen. Keep the fire burning. Black, Loud and Proud. This year it's important for us to gather and celebrate Black excellence. To marvel everyone at the world's oldest continuing culture. 65,000 years of resilience and 65,000 years of greatness.
Ginugol ni Auntie Dolce Flowers ang kanyang buhay sa pagtaguyod ng kalusugan ng Aboriginal at Torres Strait Islander people dahil dito ay nakuha niya ang National Lifetime Achievement Award bilang pagkilala sa kanyang mga naabot. Nagsimula siya sa kanyang karera sa kalusugan bilang isang registered nurse at kalaunan ay tumulong maitayo ang Aboriginal Medical Center sa Redfern. Naging napakahalaga ang papel ni Binibining Flowers sa 1967 referendum campaign na nagtaguyod na mapabilang ang First Nations people sa census at mapabilang bilang bahagi ng populasyon ng Australia. Aniya, ang parangal ay para sa kanyang mga katrabaho at mga nagawa nila.
We used to watch people getting awards from all around Australia and we thought, when is going to be Redfern's turn to get something? So this is also for Redfern. Now, the theme, keep the fires burning, and black, loud and proud. And I think we've all had loud voices, our voices at long last are being heard.
Ang NAIDOC Person of the Year naman ay si Auntie Marielle Bamblett, isang Yorta-Yorta elder. Bilang hepe ng Victorian Aboriginal Child Care Agency simula ng 1999, sinulong ni Binibining Bamblett ang pagpapalaki sa mga katutubong bata sa kanilang sariling kultura. Sa kanyang talumpati ay kinilala niya ang mga nagtatrabaho sa pampublikong serbisyo.
To all the people that work in the public service, to all the people that serve every day, our people in policy and education and justice and family violence, child protection, I honour you because this award would not be possible without all of those areas working together for better outcomes.
Si Kim Collard naman ang pinangalan ng Male Elder of the Year. Si Kim ay unang nagtrabaho bilang boiler maker at isang pulis sa Western Australia bago pinasok ang akademya ng Curtin University ng 10 taon at sinimulan ang dalawang pinakamalaking negosyong pagmamayari ng isang katutubo na Coolbardie at Kuya Australia Fleet Services. Taong 2014 din nang tinayo ni Kim ang Bibelman Fund, isang katutubong inisyatibo na dinisenyo upang simulan ang pagbabalik bago sa mga Aboriginal. Nakakalap ito ng $1.4 million upang suportahan ang 19 na organisasyong kawanggawa sa buong Australia.
Like many of us in the Aboriginal community, not too many of us were born with silver spoons in our mouths. I've been lucky enough to have established 2 very successful businesses in Coolbardie and Koya Fleet Salary Package and Finance, and that has allowed me to establish our own foundation or philanthropic arm called the Bibelman Fund. And it's the Bibelman Fund that was established in 2014 that was always designed to give back and was always, the mantra was always about make a dollar, make a difference.
Isa din sa pinagtuunan ng pansin sa parangal ang mga kabataan. Kinilala din ang winner ng Youth of the Year Award si Dante Rodriguez. Sa edad na 12 anyos ay nagsimula nang lumaban si Dante at siya din ang unang Aboriginal kickboxer sa Olympics na mula sa Northern Territory na kumatawan sa Australia kung saan nasungkit niya ang silver medal.
You know, this mob called me up like that. Two, three months ago, and they were interviewing me for this event now. And then they said it for the first time. I never heard it back then, but they asked me, "Black, loud and proud, keep the fire burning." Now, what does that mean to you? And the first time hearing it, I didn't really know what to say or understand it at first. I was like, yeah, well, we're black. We're normally the loudest ones in the room. And we're proud of who we are and those who came before us. But there's much more to that, isn't there? Everyone in this room has done their part to keep the fire burning for their mob, for their country, and for their own values all across Australia.
Ayan, congratulations sa mga Aboriginal at Torres Strait Islander na nakakuha ng parangal. At again, ngayong linggo po ay ginugunita natin ang NAIDOC Week. Sa susunod na taon naman ay babiyahe ang National NAIDOC Week Awards sa Perth.
Comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.